Welcome to Metaphysical Straight Talk from the Heart. I'm Atira, your host. And today it gives me great pleasure to share with you an incredible talent in the spiritual and metaphysical world. I'm always on the lookout for incredible talented mediums or clairvoyants or readers because there is a need for so many. And I really believe the more light workers I have on board, the easier my work's going to be. About a year ago, well, actually in October of last year, I got the opportunity to go to the National Spiritualist Association of Churches convention. And when I was there, I went to a church dedication, which was a lovely, lovely thing in Virginia. And in spiritualist churches, they have healing that happens, and you sit in a chair and healing's performed. And I saw this person in... This person's energy was so illuminated, I just knew I wanted to know who this person was. My guide was very excited, so I got up, stood in line, got to sit in this chair, and as soon as Richard asked to put his hands on my shoulders, I had like an electric shock go through me, and it was so amazing, and you could just feel the healing energy and the absolutely genuineness of the experience. A few days later, I got to see him actually perform mediumship work. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce Richard Scholler from New York City. He's an incredible medium. He's very, very, very well studied. He studied with a spiritualist church. He completed the Morris Pratt Institute course. He is actually Reverend Richard Scholler. So, Richard, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, you know, it's very interesting because at the conference you absolutely are so busy. One cannot talk to anybody hardly. It's just in passing because you're part of actually that trustees of that institution, correct?
Right. I'm on the national board. I'm one of the trustees on the National Spiritualist Association of Churches board.
Yeah. So tell me, Richard, how did you begin this incredible journey with your gift and discovering your gift?
Wow. Well, it's a bit of a story, and I'll be glad to share it with you. Back in January of 1997, I had been attending a meditation class because there was a lot of stress in my life related to the job that I was in. One night I had come home, I walked into my apartment, and my heart started to race. I had this very, the only way I can express the experience is I felt like I was having a heart attack, because my heart was pounding. I walked into my bedroom, and in my bedroom, I was aware something was off, something was different, the air was electric. So I picked up the phone and called a friend of mine, my friend John, and I said,
you're not crazy, huh?
No, right. Yeah. I said, I'm having this experience, I think I'm having a heart attack. He said, I'll be right over. I said, no, just talk to me over the phone.
Talk me out of it, huh?
Right. While I was talking to him, my grandparents, both my father's parents and my mother's parents, showed up in the bedroom. I said to him, I've got company. I hung up the phone, and I hit the floor crying, because in that moment, in my logical mind, Grandma and Grandpa Scholler, Grandma and Grandpa Helmers, they're all deceased. I had had relationships with them up until my late teens and early 20s. If they're dead and I can see them, I must be on my way out. I mean, logical sense.
Yeah, your logical mind's going, uh-oh, this is a big one.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, to throw another piece in, the job that I didn't tell you, I was a New York State licensed funeral director. So even more specifically, at that point, here I am seeing people that I've known are dead and buried in my bedroom.
That gives you double cause to think
exactly.
It's the big one, yeah.
Right. So I'm on the floor, and they're in typical form with their personality still intact, chuckling, saying, no, you're not coming yet. You can just see us now. With that, I started to laugh and cry even harder because I went into funeral service for two reasons. One was it was my dad's suggestion, and there was a need for me to please my dad at that point in my life. But the other reason I went into funeral service was I always wanted to know what happened to our souls after we died. So in January of 1997, I got the answer when my grandparents, both Fred and Loretta Helmers and Rose and Harry Scholler, showed up in my bedroom.
Richard, that's like the cosmic wake-up call for sure. 1-800-HELLO.
Yeah.
Thank God we have friends that we can call in those moments, though, too.
Right.
Thank God,
right.
Because, you know, it's truly, when you have this gift, when you wake up with it, this is an incredible wake-up story, but, you know, you really do doubt everything in your life for a period of time because it's so traumatic. And like you said, it is joy, and yet it's that strange kind of joy ecstasy moment, yet is this reality check moment going on in you.
It's era.
Yeah. I guess the best thing to say is, I agree with that. On some level, it was, wait a minute, something really bizarre is happening here, and I need to know that I'm not losing my mind.
I just need to interject here for a second.
Yes.
Sorry, I hate turning on my volume. In fact, I hate cutting in on radio programs because I never know when to cut in.
What's going on?
We do have a caller.
Okay. We will take this caller, but I'm really going to ask my listening audience to wait till the bottom of the hour.
Okay, so that's firm, always.
Yeah, it is always firm with me, yes.
you and several others like it that way. Okay, I apologize.
That's okay.
You sure you want to...
I'd really like, if they could call back,
sure.
I would really appreciate it, because it's really important to get kind of more about Richard, and it's really, really important. He's
agreed.
So talented.
Yes,
awesome.
Agreed.
So at this point, you had this experience, Richard. You were not a spiritualist, correct?
At this point, no. I was born and raised Roman Catholic. And
that's the opposite end of the scale of belief in death a little bit.
Right. Well,
There's some in there.
Yeah. At that point, no, I was not a spiritualist.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the next step in that evening, all right, so... I'm saying to my grandparents, all right, I can see you now. What's going on here? Their response to me was, don't worry. You'll know when it's time to know. Okay. So, yeah, that's the metaphysical, all right, so sit here and wait until the next thing shows up. So after they've left, I called John back, and I said to him, John, you're not going to believe what just happened to me. I explained the whole experience. Now, John is a psychotherapist. And he's very grounded, and he listens. But he's also got a little bit of a cynical side back then, and he said to me, all right, well, is there anyone there for me? In that moment, I described his mother's brother, Uncle Rocco, who had passed over. Now, I had never met his family. I had only known him. And he said, wow, that was right on.
Well, psychotherapists' jobs are to make sure if you hear voices,
right,
but
you're not psychotic.
You know, yeah, you're not psychotic, schizophrenic, dual personality or something.
Exactly.
So it was nice that he had this very grounding, safe, questioning, but not threatening attitude. What a gift. Yeah.
So with that, a couple weeks later, he goes to this woman that he's been started to go to for energetic work. And she starts to talk to him about... the way I remember the story, she started to talk to him about his opening up psychically. He chuckled. He said, no, I think you're picking up on a friend of mine. She psyched into me at the time and said, I see him wearing a blue beaded necklace, and I was at that time. She wrote down the name of the church, the spiritualist church, and said he needs to go there. John was the messenger from Carol that I needed to go to a spiritualist church.
I love the synchronicity.
It's great. In April,
if you trust and follow the breadcrumbs.
Exactly. So in April of 1997, I walked into the Temple of Metaphysical Science in Patchogue, New York, and found home.
It does feel like home when you come to a church or a belief system that is supportive of what you think and what you believe. And, of course, they also led greatly to your development. Is that not true?
That's exactly right.
At the time, the
co-pastors, the ministers at the Temple of Metaphysical Science were the Reverend Catherine Snell and the Reverend Janet Travis. Both of them helped me to unfold my ability as a medium. I became friends with them, and they became my teachers. They were taught by the Reverend Edna Clausen, and she was the minister who started the Temple of Metaphysical Science. It was under their guidance, Catherine and Janet, the Reverend Catherine Snell and the Reverend Janet Travis, that I learned how to become the medium that I am. They were able to. It appears that it happened.
I mean, the door opened, but maybe you had to learn some skills to be comfortable with that and how to have it happen more spontaneously.
I would say they helped me to understand what was going on with me. That's the best way I can describe it. They would help me understand as people were coming through. They helped me not to be afraid of it. They helped me to surround myself with light. They encouraged me to only ask for the highest and best. They were very good teachers, and they are very good friends.
Now, when you said they helped you, I mean, now, do they have specific classes that you actually took?
Yes.
Or did you actually, and did you actually sit in seances? I mean,
yes to both questions. The spiritualist church offers an unfoldment class for people who want to help open up to their mediumship. The church that I founded, the Summerland Church of Light, in Hophog, New York, we hold an unfoldment class. I'm trying to help.
Is it ongoing?
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
And
make sure you give your website right now while we're thinking about it, Richard, because I know people are going to dial in and email me like crazy wanting to know how to find out about it. So.
Well, thank you. My website is www.sacredmessages.com. I'll repeat that again. www.sacredmessages.com. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, absolutely, Richard. Because I do think, as a working clairvoyant for over 20 years and publicly and 5 years before that, I really find a need for ongoing classes. I think that the more consistent, I think one of the reasons we don't have the phenomena that we used to see when you read about the 1800s and the trumpets and the A-ports is because people are not consistent. They want just add water metaphysics, and it doesn't usually happen that way. You may get your wake-up call like you did. That was pretty instantaneous. But most of the time, we really have to be out of our fear to develop. And I think classes like your church gives really give that foundation.
I agree with you. The unfoldment class that the Spiritualist Church offers help people to become aware, helps people to become comfortable with being in touch with the spirit side of life, bringing through evidential information that people we've known and loved still live, and they still love us. And that, to me, is that is the importance of mediumship. Mediumship, to me, is about proving that life continues, proving that relationships that we've shared continue, and proving that love continues.
Well, I really believe energy cannot be destroyed. It just changes form.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I tell my clients, really, you know, be careful what you're thinking and saying, because you know what? They can hear you.
You
know? It's just like your mother. You always thought she had eyes in the back of her head because she did, I think.
Right.
But it's true, you know.
Oh, you had a mother like that as well?
Yes, I did. So you took these classes and you sat in seances. And how did you evolve to get the courage to go on the podium, which is the next step?
Well,
public.
When I first sat with Catherine Snell, as my minister, I had talked to her because when I was younger, I was struggling with whether I was going to go into the priesthood or not.
Mm.
And I came to the realization that that was not where I needed to go. But I promised that I would serve God one day. And when I walked into the Spiritualist Church and found home, I knew it was the right place. I decided to make an appointment to sit with Reverend Snell. I remember sitting in her living room and talking about my becoming an ordained minister and talking about my growing into my mediumship. She took me under her wing, and between she and Reverend Travis, they helped me. I don't know how else to express it, but they helped me truly understand what was happening, and I feel like I'm repeating myself.
That's okay. I know the feeling exactly, because when I reawakened, because I had a lot of manifestation when I was a kid, and mm-hmm. my mother was Southern Baptist, and of course, you know, took me to church to get fixed,
right.
And so I suppressed it, but when my father passed away, I reawoken in my 20s, And I can remember my first teacher sitting down and trying to calmly tell me, you know, that where my life was going with this. And in that moment, those shoes that she was talking about trying to fill looked like gunboats to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it looked like such an impossible distance to ever fill and be comfortable with the ability and the responsibility that comes with this. I mean, I think people sometimes don't realize we take this very seriously. This
right.
is my passion, and this is my belief, and I take my work very seriously, and I take integrity in my work very seriously. And I know you do too. And I have to say this, that you did not become a priest. I have to say, I think a funeral director falls right in that category, hon.
I couldn't agree with you more.
People do not give enough credit, and I have to tell you, there is not one funeral director in this world that sees us at our best.
Right.
If you're going to see them, you are in mourning, you are in pain, and they are so lovingly kind. I have yet to meet one that is not. And I have to tell you, I honor that profession with all my heart because
yeah,
it's a
that
very
was
difficult
that
one.
Was a career that really
because it's
really
already happened.
Was, it was a vocation. Counselor. It was a vocation. I did leave the career full time. I did leave that career, but that was a vocation. I agree with you. And getting back to what your question was about developing the gift, what I had learned from Catherine and Janet was education around mediumship, around spiritualism, around the forms of mediumship, around other mediums. Education was key. It was important. Catherine and Janet both taught me that it was important to really become as clear a channel as I could become. I needed to educate myself. I needed to understand what was projection, what was truly a message.
What is mind talk?
Exactly. Mm. So they helped me understand that education, mediumship didn't begin and end with poof, here you have this course, you take this course,
right.
and now you're a medium. Being a medium, being a healer, requires education, it requires introspection, it requires a person to look at themselves and see, you know, how they can improve themselves. And as they work on themselves, I feel they become better channels for the work of mediumship or healing.
Well, you know, I agree with you, Richard, because I believe if you don't clean your own cosmic basement, everything you send out is tainted and everything that comes in is tainted.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see the light through a dirty window, it just doesn't work.
That's a very appropriate analogy. You can't see the light through a dirty.
So, you took development classes at your church.
Right.
You sat seances.
Right.
And when I say seance, I want to clarify for my listeners that it is like old traditional seances. Some of them are held in the dark and some are held in the light. I think each church is a little different. They also in some churches still practice trumpet mediumship. They have trumpets that can be lifted in the air and voices come through, although I don't think you see quite so much of that manifestation. But I know that they still practice it. But you also took a Morris Pratt course, correct?
I did. I took the Morris Pratt course, correspondence course for modern American spiritualism.
And how long? I know it kind of varies because it is a home study course.
Right.
But it consists of, I think, about 30 lessons. It's quite extensive and has a quite extensive reading list. So it takes about, I think they said, 2 years. Is that not true?
I think, if my memory serves me correct, you're allowed up to 3 years to take the course. It is 30 lessons. It's a very intense course. There are teachers who grade you. At the end of the course, you get to take a pastoral skills course. You're required to take a pastoral skills course if you're going on for ordination. And
a whole nother level.
Yes. That was an amazing course. It was taught for me by the Reverend Sharon Snowman up in Lilydale, New York. And that was another course, part that changed my life. So I encourage people to look into the Morris Pratt course. Also, the Center for Spiritualist Studies in Lilydale, New York, is offering some wonderful educational programs. So people can look into the Center for Spiritualist Studies to work towards degrees.
Thank you so much. We're going to have to go towards callers, so I really want to kind of get an idea of what kind of medium you are, because I think the listeners are going to, I know they're going to start calling in wanting a little reading, but I want them to understand your mediumship, because there are so many kinds of mediumships, and when we say mediumships, people get confused. You know, my mediumship is very different than yours.
Right.
Although I have some side effects that happen, like you do. I tend to, I tend to mainly talk. I grew up talking with angels and my guide and masters, and then I would talk to these shining people, and I used to think they were another race, because my mom, you know, my mother had black friends and Oriental friends, and of course when you're a kid you go, Mom, why is that person black? You know, and she explained to me they were different races. So when I saw the shining people, I thought, oh well, they're just another race. And it was actually till I was 7 or 8 when I went to my first funeral and found out they were dead, that they were the dead people that I was seeing.
Wow.
Because I just thought, oh, well, you know, there's just another race, and they talked to me. So yeah, until I went to a funeral, of course, and caused a scene, because I said, oh, Mom, look at the shiny person up there. And because there was one person laying in the coffin, and then the shiny person was on the outside. Then I said, oh, Mom, oh, I get it, they're twins, because our sheep had twins, right?
Right, right, right.
Instantly, my mother drags me in the bathroom and says, please don't do this, you know, and went through the whole thing about, oh, please, wish you wouldn't do this. Would you just be normal? And so I totally understand that's a side effect for me. I didn't grow up just talking to them. Where your gift seems to lie very specifically in that realm.
Yeah. My ability, you've asked what type of medium I am. Mediums can be clairvoyant, clairaudient, or clairsentient. I'm going to just give a brief description. Clairsentient is clear sensing or feeling. Clairaudient is clear hearing. And clairvoyant is clear seeing. A medium can be either objectively or subjectively clairvoyant, where objectively, where they see the deceased person from spirit outside of themselves, or subjectively, where they see the deceased person inside of themselves. And that's just a brief background information. A medium can be predominantly one of those and then parts of the other. Predominantly, I am a clairsentient medium. When someone in spirit comes through, I feel them first. Then I'm clairvoyant, where I see them next. Predominantly, I am objectively clairvoyant, where I see them outside of myself, and then I'm slightly clairaudient, where I hear bits and pieces. So predominantly, I'm able to describe people more physically and emotionally from the spirit side of life.
Well, I want to share with my listeners something, because when I met Richard, he had no idea who I was.
That's right.
And I was really kind of purposely didn't share, because I wanted to have. I asked him if he was giving readings at the conference, and he said no. And so I actually wrote him a check right there. I said, here is a check. You know, cash it. I'll get in touch with you, because I wanted to have a reading. When you are in this career for a long time, often I'll trade readings. But I've learned, you know, I learned over the years that if I read for the person first, then they don't usually want to read for me. I don't know why. I think they get nervous. And I don't want them to. It's a free will thing here, and everybody's mediumship's different. So, but I really wanted to experience Richard. Although I have a sense of my mother, and my mother's been gone a long time, and my passed over relatives. Sometimes you just want it from somebody else because you're too close to it. And so I called Richard, and he gave me such a wonderful reading. He really absolutely described my mother down to her flower dress and her personality, and it was a wonderful experience, because when you do this every day for other people, it's like, you know, you're getting the gift back sometimes in a very powerful way. And I just want to honor your gift for me that day, Richard. It was really fabulous.
Thank you very much, Atira. Yeah. You're touching me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And I loved that you were very, very professional. One thing that does bother me sometimes in this work is that people are not as professional as they need to be. Certainly there's fraud in every kind of career out there, lawyers, doctors, and certainly our mediumships and clairvoyants and psychics, you know, you have to discern. You have to use your skills of discernment. Ask lots of questions. If you want to have a reading from someone, please ask. Ask their information. Ask for referrals sometimes, you know, to refer to talking to clients that are happy, or check their websites and their testimonials. Check the local, you know, state's fraud commission. Because I have to tell you, unfortunately, out there, I just heard actually last week of someone who took $35,000 from someone. So please know that I do a lot of homework and a lot of research before I bring anybody, and Richard has impeccable record. He's delightful. So the reading was very interesting to me, Richard, because it was you segued from one person to another, and you were very accurate about descriptions. And the description seemed to come first before verbiage.
Mm-hmm.
Is that pretty much the way it works for you?
Mike, it depends on whom I sit with, because I think we both know, and I'll say this for those who are listening, the energy that a person brings to a reading has a lot to do with how the reading might progress. In my experience with sitting for someone, the first thing I usually get is the feeling of whether the person that is standing next to them is masculine or feminine. And then I listen for whatever other information that they're going to give me to help identify who they are. Relationship, aunt, uncle, cousin, brother, sister, mother, father. I'll listen to whatever they might tell me around how they've passed. Usually people that come through in a reading are trying to bring through important pieces of information to help the person that we're reading for know that life continues, that the way that they die is just a transition from physical life into the spiritual side of life. So the information that seems to come through is information that might help someone to recognize the relative and be comforted in knowing that, well, if this man who has never met the reader or the person on the spirit side of life, if I'm able to describe them to them, well, wow, something must be going on. Yes, I believe that is Mom who's coming through.
Right. Now, when you find out how the person died, do you actually feel like pressure in that area of the body, or do you just see it? And, how does it come? Because everybody's a little different. For me, it's usually I get a pressure on the body, but I choose not to experience whatever it is.
It
so
depends.
For me, it's like a sense.
Okay, for me, it depends. I believe my background as a funeral director has been very helpful in my ability to discern how people passed, because I will get a feeling within my body, but then I will get a sense. It's both a feeling and a sense at the same time. It's almost an instantaneous experience. So all of a sudden, for example, if I'm feeling a heart attack, I might feel something around my heart, and then it will be a quick pop experience. If it's congestive heart failure, I might feel my heart, and then I might feel a lot of fluid around my heart.
But you don't really take on the experience. You try not to, correct?
I ask them only to give it to me in a sense, not to give me the experience.
Yeah, for those that are developing, I think it's very important to tell a little disclaimer here that it's very important when you're developing not to take on,
without a doubt,
somebody's physicalness, even when you're doing healing. It's very, very important we're not to take on that, because you actually, I've seen healers get very, very sick by doing that.
Right.
Or medium. So really know that they can just, like, put a little pressure so you know what part of the body, and they ask for them to give you a sign outside. It's very important that we teach as much as we can when we're talking about things like this, because people who are experimenting and going in search of and studying, inadvertently as students, we make mistakes, and it's very important not to induce that experience, because I tell you, you won't have a good time.
Right.
Yeah. So it's wonderful. I mean, I love that you actually use almost all aspects of experiencing, you know, sensing, smelling, touching, all of that can come into play when we do this kind of work. I really want to also for a moment to give out we have a new call-in number. It's 877-876-5227. Again, it's 877-876-5227. 215-225-227, and that is worldwide. That's a new number for calling in. Now, I have asked Richard if he will share his gift with us today on a call-in basis, but I want to state, because we're on radio, because there's short timing, because it does take time to build up energy and rapport, be very, very patient when we need the little time to kind of tune in and stuff, because radio, I really feel people think, it, you know, they want an instant fix in everything in these days, but it does take a little bit of tuning and sensing when we're dealing with this kind of vibration, because it is a vibration. So until we get a phone call.
We have one now.
Oh, there we go.
I'll put
well,
it on air.
Okay, thank you. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Could you tell me your name and where you're calling from?
I'm Perry from New Hampshire.
Did you say Terry?
Perry, P-E-R-R-Y.
Perry, thank you.
Hi, Perry.
Hi, Perry.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight, Perry?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I was wondering if you saw anything about a move around me.
Richard.
Wow.
Move or career would be great.
Well, let me be clear about this, because the information, the way I perceive information, is usually from people who have passed over. So
okay.
Although you're asking a psychic a question about a psychic piece of information, I'd like to explain something, and then I'll be glad to tell you what I'm sensing.
Okay, terrific.
Psychic information, a person who is psychic can sense into the past, present, and the possible future.
Okay.
They're able to pick up vibrations, universal vibrations. A person who's a medium is someone who's in touch with people who have passed over to the other side.
Okay.
I'm better able to tell you about the people who have passed over. Don't say anything yet, though.
Okay.
However, they may bring through information that is of a psychic nature, or they may give me a sense about a psychic piece of information. A medium can be psychic, all right? So, with that being said, I'd like to first talk to you about the grandmother that's standing off of your left-hand side, if that's all right with you, Perry.
Yes, I would be fine with that.
Okay, good. Perry, the woman that I'm seeing standing off of your left-hand side is what I would call petite. I'm in a grandmother's vibration with her, and I don't feel big with her. I feel rather slender with her.
Okay.
She's giving me the feeling of having passed due to a natural aging process, and I feel like I would have gone with a pneumonia prior to passing.
Okay.
Can you place this as a grandmother?
I cannot. The only grandmother that I've had passed so far actually died because of pancreas cancer.
Okay. I'm not with her. I'm going to stay with the woman that I'm with because she's here with you. And I'd like to encourage you to consider this as a possibility. Now, I'm calling
her a
grandmother. Say again?
I mean, maybe she's a great-grandmother.
I'm calling her a grandmother. She's standing next to your mother's side of the family.
Okay.
Okay. And also, thank you. Now, I'm also hearing the name Elizabeth at the same time.
Okay.
So I'd like to put the name Elizabeth out there as another relative in your family who has passed over. So I have two vibrations here. A grandmother vibration, rather petite. I'm going to call her old-fashioned. I'm seeing her in what I would call a simple house dress. Okay? I feel her standing behind you with her right hand on your left shoulder. Now, your question was more in a psychic realm about career and moving. What
right.
I need to do first is give you some comfort from her, okay?
Okay?
Because I'm feeling her comfort. I don't know if your experience around the career has been making you a little anxious, nervous, or distressed in the stomach area, but she's giving me comfort for, and I'm going to say, the distress of the career, okay?
Okay.
Next piece. October. I feel, like 6 months from now.
Yep.
I need to acknowledge the month of October is going to be the month of change because the grandmother on the spirit side of life is telling me that in October it's all going to change. I've got to give you a good sense about career. if you're moving, and this is more of a psychic piece again, if you're moving, I'm not feeling it within this year.
Okay.
Okay.
So
there's also a dog that comes in off of your right-hand side.
A what?
A dog. I don't know if you've had dogs in your life, but there is a dog in this room off of your right-hand side.
Okay.
So I've got to acknowledge this dog is black with a hint of white in it. And I'm going to call it a bit of a mutt because I say that respectfully to the dog. I don't know breeds, but it doesn't feel like a purebred dog. So I'd like to leave you with a dog off of your right-hand side with a lot of love, as well as this grandmother. And I don't know who Elizabeth is, but I'm hearing her calling in from the spirit side of life.
Well, you know, you picked up on my husband's side of the family.
Oh, wow.
Yep, very clearly, because he grew up with a black, white mutt.
Great.
And his grandmother was Elizabeth Grubb.
Very good.
And she was beyond petite and did die of natural causes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well,
it took me a bit because I was thinking of my family.
Say again, Perry?
I was thinking of my side of the family.
Well, isn't that wonderful that even our spouses, families, will come through. Whoever has the ability to come through will come through to support us, to encourage us, and to remind us that life doesn't end with death.
No, and it is a beautiful thing.
And, Perry, sometimes it's a party line. It is. Sometimes you call spirit, and it's like a party line. So I'm going to actually switch hats here, Perry, and also say, I do see boxes. I do think there's a move, but I'm with Richard. I don't think it happens till later the year.
Okay, but like, you don't think it's this year?
I think if it happens, I think that you're waiting for divine timing. And so I think this, from now till the end of this year is sort of the cosmic setup for it. But because I do see the boxes, I think it will happen.
Okay, and do you know, like, which direction? Northwest, west, east?
You know, where are you?
I'm New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
You want to do tag team, Atira?
Sure.
I'm going south with you, Perry.
If it happens,
I'm going south.
Okay.
I am too. Yep. Thank you, Perry, for calling.
Perry, it was
a
pleasure being with you tonight.
Have a blessed day. Blessed, whatever. I never know the time zone. I don't know whether to say day or evening.
Evening.
Thank you so much. Only in your world, Richard. Only in your world. Richard, that was wonderful, but it's such a great example of the spirit will take you where they need to go, not necessarily where you want to go.
Right.
Because we have such an ego about it. You know, I want to hear from my specific person. And sometimes it's about a totally different thing to get a healing or to get the answer to things. And I love that mysterious part of this gift. And I love tag teaming. That was wonderful.
That was sweet.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
May I just jump in on that, too?
We have another caller.
Oh, good. Another caller.
Okay. Put him on.
Awesome.
Caller?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show. May I have your name and where you're calling from?
Yes. My name is Monique, and I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
Thank you. Don, if you can hear me, you got to turn my volume up. I couldn't hear her first name. I'm sorry.
It's Monique.
Thank you. I don't know why I have feedback on my headset. Monique,
okay.
Welcome to the show. You've got a question?
Thank you. Just a general reading would be nice.
Okay. How are you this evening, Monique?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. It's wonderful to hear your voice. And how is Toronto? I haven't been there in a couple of years.
It's nice and sunny today.
Good.
So the weather's nice, yeah.
That's great. We have some dear friends who live in Toronto. So a general reading will be fine because there are three people who are stepping in around you at this moment. The first person I need to talk about is a young male vibration. There's a young male who steps in off of your right-hand side. As I see him, I'm not clear about his relationship yet, but I'm getting the feeling of wanting to go back to high school days. Now, by voice, you sound young, but I still feel like I'm in high school with him, and I feel like his passing was quick Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. He's telling me it was from an accident. So I have a boy, I'm going to say a boyfriend. He may not have been a romantic boyfriend, but I have a boyfriend from high school who passed in an automobile accident. The gentleman that I'm seeing with you is tall. He is broad. He's giving me the feeling of being comfortable in a button-down shirt and jeans. So he that feels, I'm going to say, current or hip. He moves to your right-hand side. His left hand is on your right shoulder. Okay. Now, I don't know if you can place him, but I feel his support coming in for you right now. He's giving me the feeling like there's been some, I'm going to use the word change in your, and I'm going to say relationship life. Does
yes.
that make sense to you with just a yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. This boy friend is giving me the feeling of support for the change in your relationship. I also thank you. I also have to jump in to at least acknowledge a grandmother's vibration also on the spirit side of life who wants to give you comfort around the relationship shift. I'm speaking a little quickly. Can you hear me okay?
Very well, yes.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure. Thank you, Monique. So, this young male is also giving me the feeling now the impact of the accident was chest related. I feel like the impact in his automobile accident was his chest. So that was the area of impact.
Okay.
He's giving me the feeling of wanting to say two things around this. One, I need to say he didn't feel the pain associated with it. I need to reassure you that he, thank you. Thank you. He was removed from his body before he could feel the pain associated with passing, and I actually have a grandfather with him. So his grandfather was in the spirit side of life, and his grandfather helped him so he would not feel the effect of the accident. The next piece I need to give from him to you is his gratitude, because even though I don't know that you were romantically connected, I do feel like you were good or kind to him because he is acknowledging your presence at his funeral. And I need to say thank you, and I'm going to go to thank you for the prayers because I hear that from him.
You know,
I'd like to leave him with you on your left side, and I'd like to acknowledge a grandmother that's coming closer to me now.
Okay.
Actually, she's coming closer to you because I'm feeling her place a kiss on your right cheek.
Mm.
And Monique, I need to ask, are you named after your grandmother?
No.
Okay. I'm hearing a Monique on the spirit side of life as well, so I'm just going to put that out there.
Okay.
Now just leave the name on the side for the moment because I really want to stay with the grandmother.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I have what I want to call an old-fashioned grandmother. I'm feeling her as being fleshy. I'm going to use the word possibly a little chubby with all due respect to her. I feel like she had some weight.
Mm-hmm.
She feels like the safest place because I feel her fleshy arms around you. And I need to give you comfort because she's actually pulling you into her lap and holding you like you were still a little girl. So I need to give you her comfort. And this has everything to do with, and I'm going to say, the relationship shift. So I need to give you a lot of comfort from her.
Okay.
There's one more piece. I have a father vibration standing off of your left-hand side.
Yes.
So there are three people in the room, a grandmother, an old friend, and a father vibration. Now, with the father, I'm not saying he's your father. He's a father vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So this may be a grandfather, a godfather, or a man who was significant in your life who might have treated you the way a father would. Because
yeah,
I have a father vibration with him. Now, he's giving me pride. I've got to tell you, he's proud of you. And I've got a strong sense of pride coming from him. He's a man that I want to acknowledge as being an average to tall height. He's a man that I want to acknowledge as being stocky in build. He is an educated man. I'm seeing him in suit and tie, and I'm feeling his pride. I need you to know that whatever you're doing in your career life, whatever that is, whether you're a full-time mother, housewife, homemaker, or whether you're out in corporate America, it does not matter. Whatever you're doing as a way of being in the world, I have this father's pride for you, and I need to leave his love with you.
Hmm. That makes sense.
Good.
Monique, thank you so much for calling in. I also want to share, Monique, that it's been a little bit of a two-year roller coaster ride.
Very much so.
Emotional roller coaster. Well, darling, you're off that roller coaster, standing on the platform, and the whole world's in front of you. So this is a new beginning, and I'm very excited for you, hon.
Thank you
yeah,
very much.
Yeah, this is a healing year for you. So pack your bags and have a good trip, huh?
Yeah.
Life is good. Yeah, it's really wonderful because all that stuff you went through, all that kind of emotional roller coasting, all that, you know, which really seemed like a lot of work, but the truth is it made you give up a lot of your fears and give up a lot of stuck stuff.
It did.
Yeah, and you really know who you are today. So bless your heart, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for the reply.
Monique, it was a pleasure being with you.
You too.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
We should do this more often, Richard. It's fun.
I'm enjoying your company as well.
It's pieces of the puzzle, you know. I love that. I really love. You started to say something before we got interrupted, unfortunately. Not that I didn't want to reach the caller, but certainly I think it's important to talk about, too, that, you know, that there's some things that people should know about before you do your sessions, how you begin them. Do you begin with prayer? Do you do white? What
we
do
have
do?
Another caller.
Oh, we got another caller.
Can I put them on?
So, of course. You're hot, Richard.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. May I have your name and where you're calling from?
I'm Sandy, and I'm in Vancouver, Washington.
Hello, Sandy. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I was wondering who might be around me that's passed on.
Okay, Sandy. I'm Richard. Pleasure to be with you this evening. How are you?
Great.
Good, I'm glad.
My daughter always has luck getting through, so she, of course, got through first.
Well,
she got that magic touch on the phone.
All right. So the first thing I need to say, my ability to hear names varies at times. But with you, I'm hearing the name Mary. So I have a woman in spirit named Mary, or the derivative of Mary, Mary or Marie. But I'm hearing that name before I'm even in contact with someone. So my question to you would be, can you place that name as someone you've known on the spirit side of life?
No.
Okay.
And I know
well, there,
quite a few, actually.
Okay. Well, there is a Mary on the spirit side of life that I need to acknowledge, and I'm going to just touch in with her because I feel her presence. I want you to consider this. This may be a mother's girlfriend because I'm in your mother's generation with her. Okay?
Okay.
And you may not, again, trusting spirit, you may be surprised that she's showing up, but I've got a woman on the spirit side of life who feels like a girlfriend to a mother whose name is Mary. The woman that I'm seeing standing off of your left-hand side is rather short. The woman that I'm seeing is what I would call zoftig, buxom, rather large in build.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Okay. She's giving me the feel. She just stepped even closer. When we acknowledge spirit coming through, when we say, yes, I know who that is, that draws them even closer because she just put her right arm around your left shoulder. I need to give you a kiss and a hug from her. And she's laughing. She's got a wonderful sense of humor. She's laughing. She's very light. She feels like a celebrity right now because she's excited that she's on the radio.
I haven't. If it's who I think, I ran into her daughter a few years back, and she was close with my mom. And I.
Okay. What I need to get. Thank you. Watch how spirit works. Don't be surprised if you hear from her daughter, because I need to give her daughter reassurance that her mother's still okay. I also need to thank her daughter for taking care of her mother before she passed. Now, it's interesting. Here you are calling. You're hoping that someone will come through for you, and
yes.
I still hope that that happens. But here, a friend of yours' mother is showing up who wants to get a message through to her daughter. So please take that information with you, and if you see your friend or this woman, Mary's daughter, let her know that mom's okay. Now, for you, I have a father vibration off of your right-hand side. Wow. How are you doing? Are you doing okay?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
I just want to make sure. I'm feeling... I don't know if your family all had a sense of humor, but your father has a sense of humor as well. You're bringing in your family, and with your family, I'm feeling very light, humorous vibrations. With your father...
My father's still alive.
Okay, well, I've got a father vibration. Go to grandfather then, okay? But I've got a father vibration standing next to you. Okay, even if your dad's alive, I've got a father vibration. So if it's not father, go to grandfather. The man that I'm seeing feels tall to me. The man that I'm seeing is bald, okay? He's got a horseshoe of hair around his head. And I'm going to ask you, because he still gives me father, consider a husband's father. Just consider the father vibration. Tall man, bald, sense of humor. I'm seeing him in what I would call jeans and a flannel shirt. He moves
over. Would he be heavy set?
I would call him stocky, so I don't know if you correlate heavy set or stocky as the same. I would use, I'm going to state he has a little bit of a belly, okay, and I'm trying to be a little diplomatic in this. He gives me the feeling of passing with illness because I'm in his lungs and I'm having difficulty breathing.
Yes, Dan?
Okay, thank you. He's laughing and he just gave me the thumbs up.
It is?
Yes, it is.
He's a wonderful man.
Does the father vibration make sense to you then?
Yes, I would say it was probably more of a father to me than
Bingo.
My father.
There you go. So even though your father's still alive and we honor and love him, I've got to acknowledge this man's father vibration and love for you. Next piece. I'm seeing a ring on his hand with, I'm getting both a flash of red and blue. I don't know if he had a blue, no, he's leaning me towards red. I don't know if he had a red stoned ring that you would be aware of, but he's flashing a red, I don't know if it's a garnet or a ruby, but he's flashing a red stoned ring in my mind's eye. So I've got to acknowledge the ring. Next piece. I need to get, wow, way to go to you. You've changed your life since he's passed, and you've changed it in a very positive way. Because
yes.
He's giving me the feeling like you let go of some of the old, I'm going to say, thought processes. Because he's giving you a double thumbs up. He's cheerleading right now for you. You've done some major work on yourself. I need you to know that he's proud of you.
Thank you so much.
One more thing. Happy birthday. He's giving me the feeling like I've got to acknowledge your birthday. Whether it's now, whether it's this week or next month, I'm not worried about it. He really wants me to let you know he's there, and he wants me to say happy birthday to you, so I'm going to say happy birthday. So now I'm nosy. When's your birthday?
November.
Okay, well.
But mine's next week, Richard.
All right, happy birthday.
No, Spirit will do that. I really want to tell you guys, These guys have such a sense of humor. And I loved the way you brought this in, that, you know, it Spirit segues in very strange ways. You know, that, it, again, it's like a party line. And although the mother's friend came in, it then brought in this other figure. And so we, you know, it sounds sometimes when mediums are doing readings like it's a guessing game, but it's not. We, you know, you will know a vibration that may be a father figure, but it might not be your birth father. It's someone who affected your life in a fatherly way. So it was a great example of that.
Yeah, I was hoping my mom would come in, but I guess not. Oh, well.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. You've now asked about her, so I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes.
I'm feeling illness when you say mom.
Yes.
And I'm feeling an illness that would have knocked her for a loop. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. I'm also wanting to go to a woman who either was petite or lost weight due to illness?
Both.
Okay. Thank you. Next thing. Did you give your mother a mother's ring? In other words, a ring with all of the stones of the children in a setting?
No, that was my ex-husband's mother.
All right. Well, then I've got both of them here.
Oh, gosh.
All right, because I've got both of them here. I'm getting your mother with
it's
illness.
Funny that you should bring that
but
up.
But I'm also getting the mother with the mother's ring.
Oh, my
but
God.
But I need to stay with your mom. Oh, wow.
It's really a wow because I'm still friends with my husband, so I see him. my ex-husband.
Okay, let me just give their message. I don't mean to cut you short, but I want to get the message from your mom out. And with that, I want to also acknowledge the H. First of all, I don't know if your mother or stepmother or your ex-husband's name starts with an H, but I keep hearing the H. So I'm going to say that, put that on the side. From your mom, I need to say thank you to you because you gave your mother her dignity when she passed. You helped your mother to pass, and you gave her permission to pass.
Yeah, I did.
And I need to tell you that she loves you, and she owes you one. And I say that with respect. But everything you did for her, you almost set up this sort of bank account where you're going to get that back tenfold. So everything you did to take care of her, you've put all of these good works, you're getting her blessing. You're getting her blessing. I can't say it any better than that.
I owe her.
I hate to say this, but we are almost to closing on the show.
Okay.
Okay.
But I want to acknowledge absolutely how
it's
powerful Richard's work is and how healing it is. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank
really
you
is
so
what
much,
I want
Richard.
The show
God
to be
bless.
About.
God bless you.
Bless you.
Bye.
Bless you.
Bless you so much. Bye.
Thank you.
I really hate having to leave a caller crying because, you know, in radio we only have so much time. Please, Richard, give your website again. It's very important.
My website is www.sacredmessages.com. I'll say it and spell it again. www.sacred, S-A-C-R-E-D, messages, M-E-S-S-A-G-E-S.com. And the woman that was just on, her name escapes me. If she wants to email me, she can go to my website. I just want her to know that she has many blessings coming to her.
Richard,
and Atira, this is great. I love being with you this evening.
Thank you so much, Richard, for sharing your incredible gift and your story. And I love how compassionate you are. I feel it's so important to maintain the compassion because all of us grieve. No one is exempt. Everyone will lose someone, and we don't really lose them, but it's our illusion, our humanness. We miss that human touch, that human communication.
Right, the physical part.
And it is an important physical part to being here. But when we communicate and we meet people like Richard and in the realms of spirit, and we know that Richard brings through confirmation and other gifted mediums bring through confirmation, that they are really just in another vibrational dimension. And, you know, it's really true. I liken it to like this, like they're in the kitchen, you're in the living room, you can hear the voice, but you can't see them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we just send lots and lots of blessings to all of our callers. Thank you so much for tonight's show. And Richard, thank you so much. And I look forward to having you on again. I'm sure we'll have great new adventures in the future.
I look forward to it as well, Atira.
Okay, blessings, Richard.
Blessings to you as well.
I want to thank you for listening to Metaphysical Straight Talk from the Heart. If you want to know more about my work, please go to www.angelscribe.com or check out bbsradio.com. It's been wonderful sharing this hour. It flies so by so fast when we are sharing the love of spirit and the love of metaphysics and learning and teaching. I really, truly want you to remember to let your heart light shine bright, to light your way and the way for others. Remember that you are a gift to everyone you meet. Let that light shine brightly each day. Blessings.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.